gather round and I will tell the story of a Christmas bell who used to shine and chime and ring, and why they called him Ding-a-ling. One of the famous jingle bells is what he was until he fell and broke his pretty harmony. Now they call him Ding-a-ling, 'cause he has a funny ring and doesn't hit his note too well.
Ding-a-ling, the Christmas bell.
The other bells met secretly, and he heard one say in a real low key, he's sure to ruin our Christmas sound. Secret vote and walked away with a lump in his note. The saddest bell I've ever seen.
The Christmas bell called Ding-a-ling.
They all call him Ding-a-ling, 'cause he has a funny ring and doesn't hit his note too well. Falling in the square when the children found him there and placed him on the Christmas tree for everyone in town to see. As Christmas Eve came to the town, a blinding snow was coming down. Ding-a-ling heard someone say, old Santa's sure to lose his way. The thought occurred to Ding-a-ling to ring as loud as he could ring. And when old Santa heard the sound, it guided him into the town. Well, that's 'cause we're right here in front of Santa's Bakery. I'm getting hungry, too. Let's go in and have some.
Mmm, these cookies are good.
Yeah, they sure are. And it seems like they're always better at Christmas. But everything seems better at Christmas.
Why is that, Conway?
Well, it's 'cause Christmas is a magical time. And not just for little kids either, but for kids of all ages. In fact, at Christmas time, we all turn into kids.